In today's episode of Career Unlimited, I'm going to share my process and all my secret tips and techniques that you can use to land your new dream job. Now, this is going to be fire, so strap yourselves in. How's everyone doing today? I'm doing great. I'm sitting here with my coffee. I'm all cozy in the studio. And I actually bought a new microphone. So I know the audio quality of the other episodes wasn't as good as what I wanted it to be. So hopefully I'm coming through smooth and clear. More of a late night DJ vibe. That's what we're going for. And first I wanted to start with some shout outs. You know, you guys have been awesome. You've been giving me heaps of support, encouragement, tips to improve. So Kirsten says she's been listening on the way to work. Anger said, you know, the episodes have been an engaging mix of experience, self-envisioning, and advice. And Churchy said it was a really good listen, short and snappy, and he's already putting it into practice with his number two, which is awesome. Big feedback on the monkeys, actually. A lot of people dealing with monkeys out there, and I hope you've been swatting them away and getting the mileage out of that one. So what we're going to be discussing today, though, is helping you land a new job. So I'm going to share the process that I've used and the process I've coached other people to use to land that shiny new job. And it's going to be a three-part mini-series. So why three parts? Because I love the rule of three. Give me your top three priorities. Three-pillar strategy, meat and three veg. Anything in threes, I'm good. So my three-step playbook to getting a new job is going to be step one, training for game day. Step two, understanding the funnel. And step three, signal your quality. But today we're focused on game day. Now, earlier in the year, I caught up with a mate. I'm just going to call him Jack. Jack, if you're listening, you know who you are. And we were chatting about his career, and he was sort of saying, look, he wasn't sort of going anywhere. He'd started browsing around, and he'd seen this amazing job. It was written just for him. It sounded perfect. Only problem was he hadn't interviewed in years. And so he was just bouncing ideas, like, you know, what could he do? And so I said, like, so this sounds like a pretty big deal for you, Jack. And he was like, yeah, totally. Like, stakes are massive. These jobs don't come up very often. So I'm really, really keen to get it. I was like, well, this is basically like a grand final for you, but you haven't trained in 3 years. So name me one champion, one gold medalist, one winner that didn't have to train, that didn't have to put in the work. And it was kind of a brutal truth that Jack had to face. He ended up going for it anyway, and after an initial screening interview, he was told that there were more qualified candidates, and he didn't progress on that one. So the thing with interviews is that it's a competition. It's a skill. It's not something that you're born with, but you can learn it. And when you're interviewing, you're competing against other people that, one, they want that dream job just as much as you do. And the people that make it down to the sort of finalists, that more than likely, they're the ones that have been training. So there's this trap that I think a lot of people fall into. And the trap is that you can wait until the last minute. You can wait until your soul is being drained from your current job. You're just desperate for anything different, any new job. And then maybe you'll start thinking about updating your resume or maybe reaching out to a recruiter. So step one, train for game day. You know, you want to be updating your brand, your interview skills, your portfolio, your CV. Build it all up now and then into the future. You know, when it's game day, you're going to be ready and you're going to be ahead of the competition. You know, the new company won't be getting a nervous, fumbling version of you. They're going to be getting the consummate professional, the rock star, the person that they want to work with and the person that's going to solve their problems. And the thing is, everyone has a game day in their future. Now, you may not know exactly when it is or what that's going to look like, but guaranteed there's going to be a time in the future when you're going to be looking for a new job. Last year, I personally knew a few people that actually lost their jobs during the first wave of COVID-19. And it wasn't that they decided they wanted a new challenge. They were just thrust in that really unfortunate situation. And that is the last time that you want to find yourself out of shape and needing to compete. There's a saying that summer bodies are built in winter, and a career with no limits requires you to put in the work ahead of time. Now, the good news is there is room for an off season. So my rule of thumb is halve your predicted tenure and train in the second half. So I'll give you an example. 6 months into a role, let's say that you plan to be there for 2 years. Now at the 1 year mark, 12 months out, start your training then. Start upping and refreshing your skills. Look what's out there. What are people looking for? Now you might say, Stu, 12 months out, like I'm not gonna train that far. Well, I'll give you three reasons that you should. Firstly, building skills takes time. Now with a 12 months or more lead time, you can acquire any of the missing skills that your dream roles are asking for. If you wait until you have that sort of X years of experience and only then you find out you've got 80 to 90% of the skills that you need, you've set yourself back from a timing perspective. So do a self audit at the halfway mark and create a plan to get those skills. Now, second reason is that you can be more selective. You know, these quote unquote dream roles, yes, they don't come around every day, but if you start looking earlier, you give yourself more contingency to find the role that's really going to take you to the next level, rather than simply taking the first opportunity because you're already kind of behind on your timelines. And thirdly, I'm a big believer in pushing yourself. So if you aim for the moon and fall short, you're still going to be pretty high. Now imagine you had a clone of yourself. Version A gets a new role, bang on, every 3 years on time. And you know, over your career, how many jobs does that equate to? Let's just say 15. Now version B of you gets a new role at 75% of that time. So it's the 2.5 years just ahead of where you really probably should have. You'll end up getting another 4 or 5 roles over your lifetime. So that growth, that early growth that you've kind of took a shortcut on or cheated on, that's gonna compound. And that's really, really valuable. So even if you're in your head, if you've earmarked that you need 3 years experience in something, start applying after 2 years. I'm also a big believer in benchmarking. So in terms of game day, I wanted to do an exercise with you. So I've got a question and just think about it and hold the answer in your mind as I share this benchmark. For your current role, how many role plays or practice interviews did you do? Hold that number and it's storytelling time. Now at most top business schools, there's student clubs or consulting clubs and their sole purpose is to help students train for consulting interviews. Now, to get a job at a top tier consulting firm, it's not enough that you've got an MBA. Everyone has an MBA that's applying. So that's just table stakes. You have to nail the interview and there's more than one interview. So these clubs attract ambitious, hardworking people and literally every weekend, they're sitting in a room for 3 hours doing role plays. Now, I went along to one of these clubs and I met a woman named Elise. And consulting club is a little bit like Fight Club. One of the rules of Fight Club is if it's your first night, you have to fight. Well, at Consulting Club, if it's your first day, you have to interview. So I was the interviewee, Elise was the interviewer, and a third person was watching and taking notes. Now, honestly, I did pretty poorly. Elise was brutal, but it was a safe space and I got some great feedback. And just speaking to Elise, I was interested what was her story, what was her plan, what was she doing there, what was her goals. And she'd been attending for 2 months. She was going to attend for another 4, the 6 months total up until she graduated so she could just get a killer job at the end. And that was quite a common story. So that's 26 weeks, 3 hours of role plays and interview training. And there's hundreds and thousands of people all around the world basically doing this in a competitive and niche industry, just like Elise. Now, can you imagine how much better you would be after just doing half that effort? Doing 5 or 10 role plays even? And can you blame anyone but yourself if you don't land the role that you wanted if you haven't put in that kind of work? Yeah, for students like Elise, these interviews are preparing for game day. They're finding a gym buddy and they're finding someone to train with. Now your industry or roles might not be that competitive, but I think it is a powerful benchmark to show that interview skills are something that you can put time into and you should plan to do that. And if you do, you're going to be unbeatable. Now you might be saying, oh, that's great for people at uni, but you know, I don't have that kind of a peer group. So there's always a peer group in any profession. You can find on LinkedIn, on Facebook, there'll be other people doing the kinds of roles you're either doing or that you want to get into. And you know, if you go onto those communities and say, hey, I just want to work with someone to up my interview game, we can interview each other, give each other feedback, I guarantee that you're going to find someone. Now, if you don't think you can do that or that's not your style, I'm here to support you. I'm here to give. So we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to take it up a notch. If you send me a screenshot of the fact that you're listening to this podcast, screenshot me, DM me. I'll personally prepare a 30-minute interview in whatever job or role that you're going for. I'll learn the industry and I'll hit you with the hard questions and I'll give you feedback afterwards. Completely free. It'll be a fun exercise. Just send me a screenshot of you listening to Career Unlimited. So I'll give you a free interview and you've got no excuses not to do some role plays. So that's really the end of the part one of the series. Don't be like Jack, be like Elise. Train for game day. And I know you'll develop a career with no limits.